Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Living a life that leaves a legacy. That was Sacramento's Jacqueline Anderson. Jacqueline was a photojournalist and artist who passed away in 2021 after battling cancer. Her husband, Jim Anderson, is a longtime Sacramento businessman and is about to unveil his latest project that honors his late wife's life and legacy. It is called The Jacqueline. It is a new space in Midtown Sacramento that honors Jacqueline by offering a creative and social outlet for wellness. Joining us now is Maren Conrad, the Chief Executive Officer of The Jacqueline. Maren, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Vicky.
Let's begin with Jacqueline Anderson. Who was she?
She was an amazing woman from the South who, when she was 16 years old, went out on her own. So to be able to afford college, she put herself in the Air Force and ended up out here at Mather Air Force Base, where she studied design and art at Sac State here at Cap Radio campus, which was pretty cool. So her alma mater. And she created an entire life of caring for others. Jim's health hasn't always been great, so she cared for him for 35 years and created in private her entire life with never having an art show until now.
Wow. I mean, the reason why the Jacqueline is coming about is because of her husband, Jim Anderson. Can you tell us about the life that they created together here in Sacramento?
Yeah, I met Jackie around 8 years ago. She came to my studio actually to buy a piece of art for Jim for their anniversary. And that's how I came into both of their lives. And on Jackie's deathbed, she got a rare stomach cancer during COVID. I actually had been going through my own struggle with melanoma at the same time. So we actually were two artists who both faced death in that time. And, you know, mine was a tumor that could be removed and Jackie's was not. And so during those conversations with Jackie, she started getting really concerned that her artwork didn't have a place to live on and that Jim wouldn't know what exactly to do with it. And so, you know, soon on her deathbed, I wrote her a love letter because, you know, it was during COVID. And so, you know, you couldn't see people in person. And I promised that she would create through my hands for the rest of my life. She had Jim read the letter. Jim contacted me with the rest of the family. I placed her artwork at her funeral. And then Jim started talking to me about creating a legacy for Jackie's memory. And he wanted to open a gallery. And so we talked about how as amazing of an artist Jackie is, or any artist is, getting people to go to the same gallery over and over again to see somebody who's passed artwork, unless they're Vincent Van Gogh, you know, is a tall ask. And so how we could actually help develop Jackie's artwork into the, you know, 25, 35 years that she's not able to create, to write this last chapter for her and to talk about who she was as a woman beyond an artist as well.
That is incredible. I mean, that's a beautiful story after something so painful and such a loss like that. You know, the fact that Jim is basically dedicating himself to honoring his late wife with people who loved her, like you, and creating these spaces, he also, I believe, made a very large donation in his wife's name to UC Davis. Can you tell us more about that and how Jacqueline inspired that donation?
Yeah, so it's the Jacqueline Anderson Wellness Portal, which is a whole portal for preventative care. And Dr. Scott Fishman is heading that up. And Dr. Fishman and I both have a passion for longevity and wellness and are inspired by the Blue Zones. So actually working independently, I think, with some Jackie magic from up above, we landed on very similar concepts of thinking about Jackie. You know, she worked out with Step One and Pepper Vaughn for years. You know, she was an amazing cook, and she took her wellness and other people's wellness with great care. And so being able to provide that kind of care for other people in her name is really wonderful.
Yeah, we've actually had that wellness center on. I believe they launched maybe like a year or two ago. It's pretty recent. And we had Dr. Fishman on as well. So let's get to the Jacqueline. I mean, now you can actually take it in. I mean, what began as an idea and then you were brainstorming it. Give us a visual. What does it look like to take it all in and experience it?
Well, outwardly, it looks like an incredible new building. right in the sweet spot of Midtown Sacramento. And it's a remnants of what was happening 100 years ago in the region and how we're going to propel ourselves into the next 100 years of celebrating everything that's wonderful about Sacramento. So the building is a literal mashup between the modernist era and the Victorian era, where it's really at a juxtaposition. Because 100 years ago, the Victorian era abruptly ended with the Industrial Revolution and steel and glass taking over. We went from the most ornamented time in history to the least decorated minimalist aesthetic. And so you can actually walk between those two spaces inside the Jaclyn, because the Jaclyn as a conceptual project is about nostalgia. It is about thinking of a life's legacy, of thinking about the 100 years that, you know, Jackie lived part of, but not all of, and what it will be in 100 years when this club is still open. And so part of that, during the Victorian era, social clubs became to be a big deal. 400 opened in London that were actually inspired by the East Coast here in the United States. And it was a backlash to these fancy duchesses actually getting to pick who went to salons and parties. And so groups of kind of the everyday common man and woman started creating co-ed and one specific gender only social clubs. So when I started thinking of a longevity project for Jackie, I looked at businesses that have been open in this region for over 100 years. And it turns out that Sutter Lawn and Sutter Club, and then other ones are like a little bit of healthcare and a, you know, a law firm and a construction outfit. But everything else was like I couldn't do in Jackie's honor. But the social club thing, I could. And then so I started thinking about Jackie's friends, which were from all walks of life. They were incredibly diverse in gender and sexual preference and income, you know, just like kind of it was a crew of the best of Sacramento. And so how we could create a social club for the next 100 years of being kind of Gertrude Stein, going out into the city, finding the loveliest humans we can, bringing them back to one place to be able to share ideas, and how to take care of, you know, the people who give care for all of us. They call cancer the caregiver's disease. And so many women and men who are giving care for their families end up getting cancer because they're not taking care of themselves. They're not resting. There's not times for downshifting like meditation and other things. You know, 3 hours. So a blue zone, one of the Power 9 principles, is 3 hours of positive social time. So to that end, with all this remote work and everything we went through during COVID and having the least healthy time for our livers and our mental health, coming out of that, what did we learn? How have we grown? What did we figure out during that time? And I think that 3 hours of healthy social interaction, where you could also trace it back to 1,600 people, easily create contact lists and stuff of figuring out how to address something. And also just making sure that, you know, people who are working from home have a safe, cool spot to be able to meet clients and other things that's not inviting somebody in your personal space and your laundry and your cat and whatever other issues are happening. So we have a nap station that you can book a 45-minute nap. We have a bath, because a lot of ways that women specifically talked about downshifting, the times they really feel the most relaxed is actually in the bathtub. So we have, it's 6 feet long, it's 3 feet deep. You can get your chest and your knees wet at the same time, which is an important part of an ample, wonderful bath.
So, okay, that, I mean, it all sounds wonderful. And this is a social club. When I usually think of social clubs, I think there's a cost attached. So is there a cost attached to be part of the Jaclyn?
There is, but it's done on my girl Starbucks math, which is to really think about what would be affordable. So, you know, I mean, keeping the lights on costs money. We are a social benefit corporation. I didn't want to become a nonprofit because it would have actually pulled donation dollars away from my friends who give to other things like the Crocker Art Museum and the Sophia Theater and these wonderful arts programs we have already in Sacramento. So we're a social benefit corporation, which means we're focused on the social benefit above the profits. So our initiation fees and dues really have more to do with paying our staff and being able to keep this project going for 100 years, which is really important. So the Blue Jay membership is $175 a month, and that is the cost of my soy latte, which has an ad shot made with soy milk every day for a month. So if you just cut out your Starbucks, you can afford to join the Jacqueline. And then to be a member of both clubs, the Blue Shutter membership, which is upstairs and downstairs, which has wellness, yoga classes, meditation, and all of that. It's the cost of a protein box plus my soy latte every day at Starbucks for a month, which ends up being $350. So if you packed a sack lunch, you know, and you made your coffee from your Keurig, you can afford to be a part of the Jacqueline. Then with those dues, we're able to spend $100,000 a year supporting our artist in residency program, which is paid directly to the artist. Plus, we don't take a commission off their work when it sells. Also, $140,000 a year goes to paying local musicians. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we pay comedians, slam poetry, musicians, and different performers to come do the performing arts piece at the Jacqueline.
Wow. Is there a public space as well? Is it on the first level?
On the first level, open to the public every day, is called the cellar and the shop. So those spaces are dedicated to make sure Jackie wasn't a snob. And I don't agree with excluding people based on income or the ability to sign up or other things, or just, you know, a chance traveler, right? Like if you didn't live in the city, I don't want to say you're not welcome here. So those are spaces that are, it's a restaurant. And then the shop has gifts made from local artists that you can purchase to go, coffees, desserts, and grab and go healthy food.
Maren, thank you so much. And when will it be open? Or is it open now?
It opened on my birthday, April Fool's Day. So no April Fools. So it's really open.
People can enjoy it today. Maren, as always, nice to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Maren Conrad is the Chief Executive Officer of the Jacqueline. It is located in Midtown Sacramento, and we have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can subscribe to the Insight podcast. You can also speak to us. You can write us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.